This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's presidential office says at least six civilians have been killed and five others wounded by the latest Russian shelling. The AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
In the Donetsk region, the Russian shelling struck Bakhmut, Kramatorsk, Shashiv Yar, and other towns and villages, killing at least one person and wounding at least five others. The next governor, Pavlo Pyrylenko, says civilians are fleeing the region to escape Russian shelling continuing round the clock as additional troops and weapons are being deployed there. In neighboring Luhansk, regional governor Serhiy Haidai adds Russians have been targeting villages in the region with heavy artillery. And in Kherson in the south, Russian shelling hit a church during Sunday prayers. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in Jordan to begin a three-country Mideast visit, is aiming to reassure key allies of American commitments to the region, despite Washington's recent focus on Russia and China. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
The Pentagon chief, who arrived in Amman on Sunday, is expected to press Israeli leaders to reduce tensions in the West Bank and work to strengthen ties and talks with Egyptian leaders while touching on human rights concerns. The United States has about 30,000 troops in the region and is seen as pivotal in helping counter Iranian influence. Retired U.S. Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie, who headed American forces in the Middle East until last year, said the region is significant to the United States in part because of China's growing role. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. A truck reportedly lost control on a freeway in eastern South Africa Monday, damaging or destroying nearly 40 vehicles and critically injuring multiple people. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Multiple people were critically injured and nearly 40 vehicles damaged or destroyed on Monday in a collision on a South African freeway. Video from the scene showed the wreckage of several cars and trucks on the M41 Metropolitan Route in Umhlanga Rocks, just north of the eastern city Durban. The Reaction Unit South Africa was called at 8:37 a.m. local time, according to a social media post from the private security company. It said witnesses saw a truck with a trailer lose control and plow through the traffic. RUSA said a medical helicopter airlifted one injured person, while others were taken to hospital in ambulances.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A station manager accused of causing Greece's deadliest train disaster has been charged with negligent homicide and jailed pending trial. An examining magistrate and a prosecutor agreed Sunday that multiple counts of homicide, as well as charges of causing bodily harm and endangering transportation safety, should be brought against the railway employee. At least 57 people died when a northbound passenger train and a southbound freight train collided late Tuesday in central Greece. Recovery crews in Greece have cleared the final sections of wreckage of the deadly train collision from the tracks as protests and political fallout from the country's worst ever rail disaster continue. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Heavy construction machinery was used Monday to move remaining parts of shattered rail cars about 375 kilometers north of Athens, where 57 people were killed in the February 28th crash. 12 people remained hospitalized with injuries, five of them in serious condition. National rail services remain halted by strikes while protests are set to continue in several towns in Greece, mostly led by student groups, following days of often violent demonstrations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A crisis over suspected poisonings targeting Iranian schoolgirls is escalating as authorities now acknowledge more than 50 schools have been struck in a wave of possible cases. It remains unclear who or what is responsible since the alleged poisonings began in November. And Iran's supreme leader has spoken out about the case. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called the crimes unforgivable Monday and said if the series of suspected poisonings are proven to be deliberate, the culprits will receive the most severe penalty.